is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
ScoresBroadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero. The man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, I am on the air. Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing, and we are here at Cincinnati Princeton for the second game of our doubleheader. First game won by Troy Christian over Brantford, 13-8, and here in the second game, it's number 3, Galleon Northmore, versus number 4, Rushi, in the other Division 4 Southwest Region semifinal. These two teams have been ranked in the top 5 or 6 all year long. They've had outstanding campaigns. Northmore, which is south of Galleon in the county just below where the county seat of Galleon is located, relies on three right-handers to get the job done on the mound. The Golden Knights score a little more than five runs per game. That's it. But they've allowed just over two per contest. Grant Bentley and Trevor Brubaker sport earned run averages of less than 1.1. Drew Hammond is right behind at 2.1. Brubaker, who starts here today for Northmore, throws a hummer at about 85 mph. Two of those three pitchers combined for eight innings to limit highly ranked Mechanicsburg to a single run over the entire game, and Northmore's district semifinal victory by a count of 2-1. So it's a pitching heavy, defense heavy Northmore club. Meanwhile, Rushi thumping the ball better than it has all year long. Braylon Cordonier at 487, Felix Francis at 442, Zeb Schultze at 397, Braden Monin at 355, Hayden Quinter 341. Offensively, no weak spots in the Rushi lineup. The Raiders are averaging a whopping 9 runs per game, 85 runs in the last 6, including 27 runs against Fort Loramie and Piqua. Arms should be fresh for the Raiders. It's an excellent pitching staff with a very diverse repertoire of pitch selections. You've got Braylon Cordonier with a 1 ERA. That Braden Monin throws a lot of junk. Jude Counts, hard thrower, good sharp curveball. And lefties, Maddox Gubo and Ben Renderly are opposites. Renderly has got speed. Gubo has got the real good breaker. Gallion Northmore, the northernmost school in the Central District, won that district, defeating Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy by a score of 9-3 last week after beating Mechanicsburg by a 2-1 count. And thus, Gallion Northmore is here.
Oh, sorry.
And thus, Gallion Northmore is here, matching its second longest run in baseball tournament history. We're going to return with our starting lineups. We had a meeting of the minds at home plate. Umpires and coaches are there. We'll be back shortly. Beautiful day for the second game over Twin Bill. Blue skies overhead, no chance of rain here at Princeton for Rushi and Northmore on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, Wygant in Minster is developing the Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie. For information on lots available, phone 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Again, Lakeside subdivision being developed by Wygant in Fort Loramie. For information on lots, phone 419-628-3107. Kevin Flippo, 11th year head coach of the Rushi Raiders. And over the previous campaigns, he's racked up about 20 wins per campaign as the head man of the Rushi baseball program. 25 wins 2 years ago, state championship. 26 wins last year, a state runner-up. In 2017, the Raiders, coached by Kevin Flippo, were state runners-up to Minster. Kevin, formerly a JV and varsity assistant for about 10 years, back in the earlier 2000s, at Fort Loramie. He is a Rushi High School graduate. Ben Workman, head man at Galleon Northmore, Shelby High School grad, University of Toledo grad. He's been at Northmore now. He's been at Northmore now for 24 years. Coached the Shelby High School freshman in 91. Galleon JV coach a year later. He's been at Northmore since the turn of the century. This is the second regional appearance for Northmore. 1995, the other. That team went on to make it to the Final Four under the previous coach. Again, Northmore here by virtue of a district championship win over Fairfield Christian, a 9-3 triumph, as Northmore put up 7 in the first two innings. Hammond and Brubaker pitched in that district semifinal triumph over Mechanicsburg, the 8-inning 2-1 victory. Bentley and Brubaker pitched in that game for Northmore. Here are your starting lineups. Rushi Raiders, the visiting team, on the scoreboard. Felix Francis, center fielder, senior, leads off. Braylon Cardonier, pitcher, junior, bats second. Braden Monin, shortstop, senior, hits third. Hayden Quinter, third baseman, senior, is in the cleanup spot. Jude Counts, first baseman, senior, bats fifth. Zeb Schultze, junior, second baseman, sixth. Ben Rinderly, the DH, senior, batting seventh. Cooper Unreferth, the catcher, sophomore, batting eighth. And Micah Griesup, the right fielder, hits in the ninth spot. For the Northmore Golden Knights, Grant Brentley, the shortstop, leads off. He's a senior. Cole Cuffman, second baseman, a junior, bats second. Drew Hammond, third baseman, a senior, hits third. Those are the three top hitters on this Northmore squad. Bentley at 458, Cuffman 333, and Hammond at 365. Fourth hitter, Billy Boland, right fielder, a sophomore. Batting fifth is Jack Bowdry, first baseman, a freshman. Sixth, the catcher, senior, Garrett Harvey. Then Trevor Brubaker, the pitcher, hits in the seventh spot. He's a sophomore. Batting eighth, Armrose, the DH, a junior. Batting ninth, Bryce Cooper, left fielder, a senior. The center fielder is Caden Martinez. He is a senior. He is being DH'd for by Nick Armrose. of Northmore. That first game went so long, I'm struggling with my voice here in game two. It's unfortunate. I apologize. Rushi Raiders will hit first against the Northmore offerings of Brubaker. He stands about 6'1", 175-pounder, and he does throw hard. He's got a good breaking pitch. Raiders will have to be on their toes. Interesting to make the comment here, Casey and Bryant. Raiders really haven't faced tough opposition for, 3 weeks? And certainly the pitchers the Raider batters have gone up against have not been formidable. An adjustment's going to have to be made today because Rushi will see offerings to the plate, who knows, 7-8 miles per hour quicker than they've seen in recent games.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, it sounds like as Brubaker can really throw it. So we're looking forward to seeing how he does against this formidable Rushi lineup.
One thing, Jack, that Coach Kevin Filippo talked with me about one of the times I saw him late in regular season was how concerted of an effort it was for them to stack the end of their regular season schedule, knowing that they were going to be a number one seed likely in the tournament or a top seed anyway, and get some easy tournament games. They had Marion Local, Graham, and Piqua to end regular season. Graham had a great season. Piqua had a decent season as well, and they ended with those back-to-back, I think, in a time span of about 16 hours or so. You did the Piqua game correct that last game of regular season, Jack. That was ended up being a 15-5 win.
Yep.
So they wanted to see some good teams and try to get ready for a tournament there. So we'll see if that had a benefit to them here as they face a tough opponent again.
Yeah, Rushi scored 85 runs in their last six games, 27 of those runs against Fort Loramie and Piqua, two good clubs. Here we go to start the game. The first pitch by Brubaker plunks Felix Francis, leadoff batter for Rushi. And after a steady diet of walks and hit batters in game one, we have a hit batsman to start our second game, Northmore and Rushi. Felix Francis walks on down to first, hit by Brubaker. And here's Braylon Cordonier, throw to first by the pitcher Brubaker. And Felix Francis slides back in under the tag.
A little bit of nerves for the Northmore pitcher.
Here is Brubaker throwing. It's a bender. It is wide. It didn't catch the outside corner. He tried a backdoor breaking ball. Cordonier looked it over for ball one. Felix Francis with a good size lead down at first. This Rushi team can run. Boy, the Raiders will run on you until you prove you can threaten to throw them out. Ball two outside, 2-0 on Cordonier. Cordonier finished the season on a rush at the plate. He was torrid down the stretch, pushed his average up near 500. There's a slider on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Good pitch by Brubaker. Outfield extremely deep for Cordonier. Throw to first. Francis is back. Right fielder, a good 290 from home plate for Northmore. That's Billy Bolin. Here's the pitch to Cordonier. It is called a strike on the outside corner, and Braylon thought it was off the edge. A generous wide strike given by the plate umpire, and the count on Braylon is 2-2. There's a pitch down low. Francis got a great jump, and he's in. The tag is made, but he has stopped sliding and is parked on the bag. Tummy on the ground, safe. Francis aboard at second, and the count on Braylon Cordonier is 3-2. Previous pitch to Cordonier was downstairs. Fairly good pitch to run on by Felix. 3-2 pitch to Braylon is called strike three on the outside corner, and that was the second pretty generous strike call by the plate up here in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, Monin, a left-handed batter, and the umpire set up on the outside corner. Both of them looked like they were just off the corner.
So Braylon Cordonier out on strikes, and here is Braden Monin hitting a high foul down the right field line, curling toward the out-of-play fence. and it is over it into the grassy area between the main hardball diamond and the junior varsity facility here at Princeton. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Braden Monin. Shortstop today with Cordonier pitching in the dirt, low and away, one and one. A ball, a strike on Monin. Felix Francis out at second. Left fielder for Northmore is extremely deep. That's Bryce Cooper. Pitch is lined hard to the first baseman. Oh, it's off his mitt. Rolls beyond him down the right field line into foul territory. Here comes Felix Francis. Monin scurries around first. He digs into second. He's there. That's a double. That was a rocket shot.
One hopper to the first baseman right through the wickets. It hit off his glove and went into foul territory.
First baseman did not know what hit him. That ball got there in a jiffy. They may score that in an error. Or I should say they may score that an error, but...
It was a one-hopper to him.
That ball was hit so viciously hard.
Yeah, it was scored.
Oh, there's a ball ripped up the middle into center field, a base hit. On two bounces past the shortstop, here comes a throw to the plate. It's late, and the runner is safe. Monin slides in under the tag, and the hitter for the Rushi Raiders scampers on down to second base. And Rushi is in the lead, 2-0 here at the outset.
Northmore's coach is questioning whether it was interference on the runner at second base. The shortstop got impeded when he was going for the ball by the runner on second. And that's what they're complaining about.
Very interesting conversation happening. Gives us a chance to break away. We'll return in a moment. Rushi Raiders jump on top of Northmore here in the top of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Now, welcome back to Princeton. Conversation ensues out the middle of the diamond. Rushi Raiders with a stolen base and additional good base running, taking advantage of throws into the middle of the diamond from the outfield, but Northmore scored two. Two runs for Rushi. Hit batsman, two singles, two runs. That's good production. The shot by Braden Monin to first, either an error or a single, was hit really, really hard. And now we've got the plate umpire signaling out at second base, interference by a Rushi base runner. Apparently interference by a Rushi base runner. And the player being taken off the diamond is the last Raider to single. That was Hayden Quinter, who smacked the ball back up the middle. Now he's going from second base back to first.
I think the runner at second is what called out, whoever was on second.
Oh.
Because that's where the interference was.
Well, that is serious because that removes a run off the scoreboard. That takes a run off the scoreboard if that is indeed what has happened.
Yes, that is what they have done. So it stands at 1-0 Rushi right now.
That's a tough pill to swallow for the Raiders.
And that's now the second out.
Yep. Rushi came out smoking and cracked a couple of line shots through the diamond. Had two runs on the board, one's taken away. So there are two out, and the batter is Jude Counts, the first baseman, senior. Hits from the right side. Runner at first for Rushi. I mentioned in the pregame, Raiders have been thumping the ball like crazy the last 4 weeks or so. In the most recent six games, 85 runs. Batting averages have been soaring. Counts looks at ball two, low and away. 2-0 on him. Top of the first inning, Rushi is on the bottom of the tournament bracket and is the visitor for this game. I think Rushi will be home in the next one. There's a pitch low, steal attempt of second, a one bounce throw down. In easily is the base runner for the Raiders. Quinter at second with two away. Now a base hit will get the run back.
They're obviously seeing something that they feel like they can take the extra base when they get on.
The catcher, Garrett Harvey for Northmore, lets one get through. The pitch is bouncing away toward the Rushi dugout, and down to third goes the base runner for the Raiders. Man at third, two away, top of the first. 1-0 lead, Rushi. Count on counts, no pun intended. I think it's 3-0 on him. Zeb Schulze on deck. Brubaker into the stretch. The pitch to Jude. A little flare. A humpback liner, short right field. Second baseman out. Can't get it. There's that run back for the Raiders, who do go on top 2-0. Three hits in the inning. Nice single by Counts as he kind of made an inside-out swing. Took the inside edge pitch and drifted it over the second baseman's head. Here is Zeb Schulze for Rushi. Boy, he has been red hot, batting well over 400 the last month. Schulze steps in from the right side, second baseman, a junior. Two-run lead, Rushi, top of the first inning. Open stance for Zeb. Here's a lead at first for Counts, and it's a balk assessed to the pitcher, Brubaker, and Northmore has become so conscious of Rushi men on the bases and their threats to steal that Brubaker, with an abbreviated stretch motion, was guilty of a balk. There's a curveball down low to Schulze. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Zeb. Two runs in for Rushi, top of the first. Next pitch is grounded on 1-2, hops to third. Third baseman charges. Schulze hustles down the line. Here's the throw across the diamond by Hammond in time, and Rushi is out eventually in the first inning. Rushi scored three, had one taken away. We go to the bottom of the first. Rushi 2, Northmore nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, here we go. Bottom of the first. We get a look at Braylon Cordonier on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. Braylon's had a splendid campaign throwing. He's been used, once a week or so. He's not overthrown. He's got a lot of life in that arm. Been in 7 games, 6-0 record, approaching 40 innings on the campaign. And his strike-to-ball ratio is 2-1. That's very good, 1.09 ERA. And he starts off Grant Bentley, a 458 hitter, the shortstop, with a strike. And then Bentley swings and scorches a line drive to center right to Felix Francis, who comes in 3 or 4 steps and hauls it in.
That's why you have the defense. It was a nice rope, but right to the center fielder.
And that's a good reason why you just throw strikes.
Hitters will get themselves out.
Exactly. This hitter right now, Cole Kuffman, is at 333. That means two-thirds of the time he makes an out.
Yeah.
Even though the 333 average is splendid. But just don't give up the freebies. And that's what Bradford did too much of in Game 1 in losing Detroit Christian 13-8. And speaking of freebies, Cordonier hits Kuffman. That ball was way inside, hit him down below the waist.
Looked like it was a curveball that got away from him.
So second baseman Kuffman, the junior, second batter for Northmore. He's on at first. Open stance now for Drew Hammond, the third baseman, 365 on the year. Cordonier throws, tried a breaker, it hung inside high. Braylon makes a little gyration on the mound as if he's telling himself to follow through on that breaking ball. There's a fastball right through under Firth behind the plate. It goes to the backstop, kicks to him. Runner is down to second easily. That is a wild pitch. And the count is 2-0 on Hammond. Bottom of the first inning, 2-0 Rushi leads. Troy Christian awaits in the regional final tomorrow at 5. Very outside and low, 3-0 for Cordonier on Hammond of Northmore. As mentioned in the pregame, Galyon Northmore is the northernmost school in the Central District, which it won, defeating Mechanicsburg and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. There's a very generous strike. That pitch was up, and the batter took it, and it was called strike one, 3-1 on Hammond. Cordonier in the stretch. Long hesitation, kicks into action. Strike two, swinging. Hammond whacked at it. 3-2 the count. On deck right fielder Billy Bolin for Northmore. Stretching is Cordonier, peeks back at second. Pitch of the plate, it's inside. Did it hit the bat or hit the arm of the hitter?
It hit the knob.
It's off the aluminum, and it's ruled a foul ball.
No argument from Northmore either, so they knew that was right off the knob.
3 balls, 2 strikes still. That would have been ball 4 had the hitter Hammond been able to maneuver away from it. There is ball 4, but he swings at a very far outside pitch and spoils it foul off to the right. So Hammond could have been on twice. Runner at second, 1 out for Northmore, bottom of the first. Rushi leads 2-0. Cordonier in the stretch. Throws to Hammond again. There's the ball hit on the ground to the right side. Second baseman Schulte was near the second base bag, and the ball dribbles through to the outfield. Base hit by Hammond. Runner moves up from second to third.
It was hit so slowly that it barely got to the outfield, so the third base coach did not send the runner.
So Northmore now has men on the corners, tying run at first. Left-hand batter Billy Bolin, right fielder, a sophomore, hits. Let's see if Northmore's got anything going on with Hammond at first. Here is Cordonier stretching, pitches to Bolin, way up high, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Cordonier not sharp here in the bottom of the first inning. He's got runners at first and third. 1 away. Delivers to Bolin. Outside corner, yes. Strike one, ball one.
Sometimes that happens, Jack. The pitcher just can't get settled in the first inning. You got to get to him early, because then sometimes they get in their rhythm, and then it's lights out.
One ball, one strike to Bolin. Here comes the runner from third. It was a safety squeeze. The runner goes back to third. The throw to first to try to pick him off. He's safe. Late throw home, and a run scores.
Yeah, that was a strange play. Safety squeeze. The batter misses the ball. The catcher doesn't see the guy, the third base, the runner on third base coming halfway down the line. So he throws it to first, and then he runs and scores. That was if the catcher sees that, that's probably a rundown for sure.
Well, Galleon Northmore steals a run. Here is Bolin still hitting. Strike three called on the outside corner. Thigh high. One, two away for Northmore. 2-1 lead, Rushi, bottom of the first. Yeah, if Unverfirth bluffs the throw to first, the man on third is hung out to dry. Here is Jack Bowdry, first baseman, freshman, also left-hand hitter. Oh, Cordonier picks off the runner at first, or I should say the base runner at first. He threw over there twice in about 6 or 7 seconds, and on the second throw, he had the man, Bolin, stumbling way off the bag. He was off balance, and Cordonier nailed him. An eventful first inning, 3 runs scored. We had a little bit of everything. We go to the second, Rushi 2, Northmore 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Big Ben Rinderly, who throws left, hits from the right side. He's the DH today. He starts off the second inning, and he corks a double down the left field line. No, it's a long single. Left fielder for Northmore over in a hurry. About 290 from home plate. Left fielder Bryce Cooper hustled toward the line. Rinderly turned on one. That was a bolt, a shot to left. And I tell you what, Casey Brubaker fooling no one so far.
Yeah, they're jumping right on it. Oh, here's a rundown. Got him picked off.
Uh-oh, Rinderly at first staggered off the bag a little too far. He is picked off, run down, takes place, and Rinderly is tagged out by the shortstop of Northmore. Well done by Grant Bentley, who just outran Rinderly.
Wow. He got that free out back on running the bases, just like last inning.
Yeah, that's two times already in 3 outs in this game. We're in the top of the second inning that Rushi has lost base runners. And in the first inning, it cost him a run, an interference. Here, Rinderly is picked off, and Cooper Unverfirth, the catcher, is promptly hit by a pitch. How about that?
Free bases here, Jack.
Three hit batsmen already in this game. And here's Mike Agresa, senior right fielder for Rushi. He steps in with a runner at first. Brubaker throws in the dirt, low and away. neither pitcher has settled in. Obviously an adjustment, getting used to the new pitching mound here at Cincy Princeton. And the hurler, Brubaker, so conscious of Unverfurth at first for Rushi catcher, but he's got good wheels. Here's the pitch right down the pipe to Micah Griesup, strike one. Griesup in right field for Rushi today. Rinderly, the DH for left fielder Adam Haney. Curveball, hitter waves and misses. Oh, the runner for Rushi is way off first, too far. Here's the throw by the catcher down to first. Relay to second, safe at second base. Wow. So much activity on the bases in this game already.
Yeah, he had a good jump on that, even the catcher threw behind him. He dove in head first. It looked like the ball beat him, looked like the tag beat him, but the umpire called him safe. Northmore's infielders didn't agree with that call.
Well, clearly the ball got there before the runner, but the glove had to be dropped from waist high down to the ground to tag the runner, and I think that plate umpire, or I should say that base umpire, ruled it was virtually a dead heat. Here's a pitch to the plate. It is bouncing up there, gets away from the catcher, and Rushi's got a runner down at third. So Unverfurth, the catcher, who was hit by a pitch, got a free base to first, then a steal on a close call at second, then a wild pitch. He's at third. And if Griesup can put this ball in play, Rushi could have a third run. Brubaker fires. Griesup looks. Strike three. Outside corner at the waist. Good spot for that one.
Big pitch for him to get two outs.
Yep, that's a pitch that you've got to spoil. Add a play to the right or hit the ball to the right side of the diamond. Back to the top, and Felix Francis, who swings and scalds a line drive over the shortstop's head into left, trotting in as Unverfurth. Francis on at first, third run home for Rushi.
That's one thing Rushi does. They take advantage of the other team's mistakes.
The top of this order, the front six, have been scorching the ball the last several weeks. Francis, Cordonier, Monin, Quinter, Counts, and Schulze. 3-1 Rushi. Francis at 6'5 with long strides, long quick strides. A big lead at first, and he's ushered back on the throw over there from Brubaker. Braylon Cordonier, 24, swings from the left side. Runner on at first for Rushi, two down here in the second. Raiders lead it 3-1. So far, Brubaker not fooling anybody. Rushi has cracked five singles already. Another steal attempt. This throw is bouncing, and it's not going to be close. No tag even applied. Sliding in safely, Felix Francis. Cordonier, I think, took a ball at the plate. Runner at second, another man in scoring position. Uh-oh, Cordonier swings, belts one to deep right. That might be out of here. It is off the fence. Run scores. Cordonier's going to dig for three. Hustling from second to third. He's in there. A three-bagger by Cordonier.
Yeah, he smoked that ball. As soon as he hit it, you could tell. Right fielder turned and ran, and it one-hopped the fence.
That is extra base hit number 19 on the year for Braylon Cordonier. A triple, his second. He's got 16 two-baggers. Two base hit for Cordonier. Lead is 4-1. Conference on the mound for Northmore. Brubaker, already ace of this staff, has given up six hits. Rushi leads it 4-1, top of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And as we return to action, Brubaker throws a breaking ball to Braden Monnen, and he knocks a humpback liner over the second baseman's head into right center. Here comes Cordonier, another run for Rushi. 5-1 Raiders in the top of the second. And keep in mind, Rushi was deprived of a run because of an interference call back in the first inning. Two singles for Monnen, RBI right there. And in this inning, four hits. After three in the first, seven total for Rushi.
They're the epitome of get them on, get them over, and get them in.
Here is Hayden Quinner. He singled a line drive shot to the outfield in the first. Rushi taking big leads over there at first base whenever the Raiders get somebody on board. And Brubaker has become extra mindful of the Rushi runners. Two-strike pitch to Hayden Quinner. He whacks at a high fastball and misses for strike three. Inning over. It's a good one. Productive for Rushi. Raiders score 1, 2, 3 times and lead 5-1 going to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jack Bowdre. Jack Bowdre, B-O-W-D-R-E, pronounced Bowdre, first baseman for Northmore. Hits here in the bottom of the second. He was batting when Bolin was picked off first base for Northmore in the bottom of the first. So he steps in with a no ball, no strike count, and fouls against Braylon Cordonier. Nothing and one on Bowdre for Northmore, which trails Rushi 5-1, bottom of the second. Cordonier swings into action way outside, a ball 1-1. Outfield for Rushi is medium depth. Interesting how Rushi outfielders play hitters about as shallow as anybody defensively in this tournament so far.
Yeah, and you can see the shadows. The sun is right in the eyes of the first baseman and right fielders.
Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Bowdre as Cordonier takes his cap off, wipes the sweat, shrugs his shoulders a little bit. Here is the 2-1 delivery. Check swing, strike two. It was in there. Batter wanted to go, couldn't. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Bowdre for Northmore here in the bottom of the second. There's a pitch in. It was actually a 3-2 count. I may have said 2-2, and it's ball four. So Bowdre walks. Here's Garrett Harvey, catcher, senior for Northmore. He's got the long blonde hair hanging down the back of the neck below the helmet. Runner at first for Northmore, nobody out. Pitch is fouled into the north board dugout alongside first.
Cordonier starts him off with a curveball. He tries to go the other way and fouls it off.
Very few clouds overhead at the moment. Plenty of blue sky. Very slight breeze coming in from left field. There's a ball nubbed back to Cordonier off the mound. Shovels to the first baseman, counts out recorded. Runner Bowdry moves up to second for Northmore.
That's like a swinging bunt.
Play goes from 1-3. Here's Trevor Brubaker, pitcher for Northmore. Off to a rocky start on the mound. Boy, Rushi has cracked out 7 base hits already in this game for 5 runs. Brubaker's hit 2 batters. Initial offering to him is a ball, 1-0. The winner takes on Troy Christian tomorrow at 5 on the air with the pregame at 4:20 on scoresbroadcast.com. A whack and a miss and a high fastball. 1-1 on Brubaker. Cordonier into a stretch, runner at second. One away, bottom of the second. There's a curveball grounded to Quinter at third. Oh, it's a tough play. He makes a dazzler and then gets the runner on second in a rundown. It goes from third to second, and being run back toward third is the base runner, Bowdry. Out is recorded by Rushi, and the batter runner who tapped the ball to third, wheeled around first, wound up at second. Oh, what a play by Quinter. That ball came up on him, and he cradled that ball between the glove and his chest. That was a hot potato.
Actually, 2 great plays. Quinter comes up with that short hop, and then he throws it low to Schultze at second, and he picks it out of the dirt, too.
And between Schultze and Monin and Quinter, that was an excellent rundown. That Bowdery's got good wheels. He tried to stay alive as long as he could. Heads-up play by Quinter to pick that man off second, as he strayed too far on the ground ball to third base. Swing and a miss, a strike on Nick Armrose, then a ball low, and it's 1-1. Armrose, the DH for center fielder Caden Martinez. Cordonier pitches downstairs.
If you're Northmore, you're just trying to get one this inning, just to try to chip away and stay within reach. With 2 outs, a guy on second, this is your chance right here.
Here is Cordonier stretching. Open stance for the batter, Armrose. Bat cocked way above his head, foul to the screen as Cordonier jammed him with 1 in on the knuckles. Nick Armrose, Jr., holds the bat high. Cordonier's got the sign. 2 down for Northmore. That pitch is off the plate outside.
Just missed.
Count goes to 2-1. 2 balls a strike. 2-1 on Armrose. Bottom of the second. Rushi 5. And Northmore 1. Raiders have come out smoking with the bats. 7 hits so far. I may have said 2-1. It was a 3-1 pitch, which missed the outside corner. And Armrose is aboard. He walks. First and second now for Northmore as Kevin Flippo strolls to the mound for the Rushi Raiders. 2 on, 2 out. Northmore, bottom of the second. Rushi 5, Northmore 1. Back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Princeton. Conference on the mound has concluded. Braylon Cordonier got a pep talk from Kevin Flippo Rushi head coach. Northmore has two on, two out. Bottom of the second, Raiders lead 5-1. Bryce Cooper, center fielder, senior, hits for Northmore. Cordonier throws it high and wide. Ball one. Braylon, not enough strikes so far in this game. Northmore with plenty of base runners here in two innings. Cordonier works. Swing and a miss. 1-1 count. A ball, a strike on the batter, Bryce Cooper. Cordonier hits the outside corner with a blazer.
Nice pitch.
1-2. Good offering right there. A ball, two strikes on Cooper. Let's see if Braylon can put the batter away on this one. The check of second, the delivery. Swing and a miss as the batter whiffed over the top of a breaking ball. And whatever head coach Kevin Flippo said, he'd better bottle up those words and save them for use again. We go to the third, Rushi 5, Northmore 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our great underwriting sponsors. Thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Jude Count steps in to start the third inning. Fakes a bunt, looks at a ball. 1-0 on Jude. Here's the windup by Brubaker. He throws, and Jude counts, turns on one, and he blasts a line drive well over the third baseman's head into left field for a hit. Uncanny hitting by the Rushi Raiders, who've now pasted 8 base hits. None have been cheap.
Rushi's a very good low ball hitting team. Some of these curveballs are dropping out of the zone, and they're still ripping them.
Here is Zeb Schultze with a runner at first base. Schultze looks at a pitch, a strike right down the middle. Nothing and one on Zeb. Jude counts now 2-for-2 in this game. Braden Monin 2-for-2 in this contest. 8 hits for Rushi in 6 outs. We've just entered the third inning. Raiders on top 5-1. The winner of this game meets Troy Christian tomorrow. First pitch at 5 for a berth in the state final 4. Schultze takes low, and it's a ball. 1-0 on him. Schultze, open stance, bat high in the air overhead. Check swing number to first. First baseman catches right on the bag and steps on it. Throws down to second. No tag is made. That was not a force out. Runner in easily, counts safe at second base, out at first. Check swing roller off the bat of Schultze. First baseman unassisted. And here's Ben Renderly. Renderly hit a ball about as hard as you can hit it his first time up. There's a wild pitch. Check swing. It's in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. And down to third goes counts. Runner at third. One away, Rushi, top of the third. Brubaker in the windup. Very high curveball to Bent. Two balls, no strikes, two and nothing.
That's kind of a hanger. That stayed up. He was lucky he didn't swing at that.
Brenderly has been hitting the ball well lately. Here's check swing by him. Inside corner, yes, it's a strike. Two and one on Ben. Boy, he's been very effective on the mound. Extremely useful as a left-hand pitcher out of the pen for head coach Kevin Flippo. There's a strike to Renderly on the outside half. Two and two delivery. Another curveball cut on and missed. Strike three.
So after he hung the one, he hit two really nice curveballs that he threw in the zone.
Yeah, real good bite on those last two from the Northmore pitcher, Brubaker. Here is Cooper Unverfirth, who swings and skies it out of play to the right over the Northmore dugout. Rushi with a runner at third. Two out now here in the inning. Top of the third frame, 5-1 Raiders. Pitch to Unverfirth. Pot foul off the handle. Out of play again, 0-2. Three hits in the first, five in the second for Rushi. The two-run inning, then a three-run frame. Unverfirth skies it down the right field line. It is on top of the batting cage, out of play. Still two strikes on Cooper. Good hitting catcher for the Raiders. Brubaker steps off the mound.
Harvey's been having a little trouble behind the plate blocking pitches, so they're not going to set it up.
Unverfirth swings and smacks a ground ball toward first. First baseman wide of the bag, smothers it, and beats Unverfirth to first base for the out. Nice play down there by Jack Bowdry as he surrounded that ball, kept it on the diamond right at his feet, and he outstepped Unverfirth to first base. Rushi doesn't score in the third, leaves a man on third. We go to the bottom of inning number three, Rushi 5, Northmore 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Schaefer Oil providing gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, Route 66 in Fort Loramie, supporting high school academics and athletics in what we do here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, the legacy continues with many of the great grandkids already becoming a part of the business. It is now in its fourth generation at Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Stepping in for Northmore, leadoff batter Grant Bentley, shortstop senior, who lined to center to begin the game for Northmore. He looks at ball one, then strike one from Braylon Cordonier. Cardoniers allowed one hit so far in this game, a base knock by Drew Hammond. Third batter up in the first for Northmore. 5-1, Raiders lead. Troy Christian awaits the winner tomorrow at 5 in the regional championship. Braylon overthrows that one high and away. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2-1 on Cordonnier. Braylon herky jerky action. Ground ball to Quinter at third and one hop to his right. Gobbles it up. Good throw to counts. And the out is registered. Quinter looking good at third. Is feeling sharp here in this game today.
Yeah, that was a nice pick. Sometimes you never know with a throw from third, but these guys are getting it over there just fine.
Here is Cole Cuffman, 333 on the season. Bentley, previous hitter, was at 458, and Rushi has retired him twice. First pitch inside to Cuffman, ball one. Cordonnier wheels and deals. Outside corner, that had some hump on it. It's a strike called. 1-1 on Cuffman. Cordonnier again working fast. It is fouled out of play to the left, 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes on Cuffman. Outfield straight away. Left-hand batter. Raiders do not play him to pull. Delivery, Cordonnier low and away. Missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Second hitter for Northmore. Excuse me. In the bottom of the third, Rushi leads it 5-1. There's a pitch on the ground at the plate, and it's full up at 3-2. 3-2 on Cuffman. Quinter 2 steps in front of the bag at third. Pitch by Cordonnier. Inside and low, ball 4. Cuffman gets a walk after being down in the count. Here is Drew Hammond, 365 on the year. Singled in the first, the lone hit for Northmore. Big wide open stance for Hammond. Runner at first base for Northmore, which trails Rushi 5-1, bottom of the third inning. Cordonnier looks at first, delivers, curveball, tap to Quinter, foul, outside of third by a couple 3 feet. Final score, game one. Troy Christian 13, Bradford 8. We had 11 runs scored in the fourth inning between the two teams. And then Troy Christian put the game away with a big top of the seventh.
The runners got a healthy lead over at first. You know, Northmore coaches have to think they got out of the last inning without a run scored. So that's a positive. They just got to find a way to chip away at this 5-1 lead.
Here is Cordonnier looking over his shoulder at first. Delivers to Hammond. Ground ball left side. Roaming to his left, Quinter. Good play. Scoops it. Flip to second, 1. Relay safe at first. Then Rushi got the lead runner. Nice play by Quinter. It was a grass cutter toward the hole between third and short. Quinter continues to come up big defensively at third base for Rushi.
Yeah, nice play. They almost turned the two. Took a little too long for that to develop.
Here is Billy Bolin, left-hand batter for Northmore. Runner at first, 2 down. Cordonnier throws way outside, ball 1. Braylon kicks the front half of the mound in disgust. That pitch got away from him. 5-1, Rushi, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-ball pitch to Bolin from Cordonnier. Swung on, fouled, out of play to the left, a ball, a strike, 1 of each. Again, Rushi playing these left-hand batters for Northmore pretty much straight away.
I was just going to comment, right fielder, is that Greasehop? He is very close, I think.
Greasehop and right, shading the line a little bit. Straightaway center is Francis, direct line between home and second base to the outfield. And straight away and left is the left fielder for the Raiders, who is not pulled into left center at all. Left-hand batter at the plate for Northmore, who chops it foul to the third base coach of Northmore. bottom of the third inning, Rushi 5, Northmore 1. And we've got a conversation on the mound, Cooper Unverfirth and Braylon Cordonier. Two plays by Quinter here in this inning. In fact, he's made three on the evening so far for Rushi. Here is Cordonier back to the rubber after the talk with Unverfirth.
I think they're getting their signals crossed up.
Here is Cordonier stretching, looks at first, throws, ball fisted in the air, right into the dugout of the Raiders alongside third as Cordonier got in on the knuckles of Billy Bolin.
You always know when you got some good velocity on the fastball when you're just sawing people off.
Bolin hitting from the left side for Northmore, which has a runner at first. Two out, bottom of the third. Cordonier looks at his man Cuffman at first, throws home, low, below the knees. And the count on the hitter goes to, I'm double checking it, Casey.
It's hard to see if the sun's shining right on it. One and two, it says. 2-2.
Yep, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 the count. Cordonier zips one in there, fouled right at home plate, and it's still 2-2. Cordonier's pitch count with two out here in the third is rising. It's got to be well above 40, pushing 50, I'm certain. Jude Counts is the anticipated starter tomorrow. Swing, high fly, out of play to the left.
That was his 56th pitch right there.
Okay.
You have to hand it to Northmore. They are hanging in there and making him work.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the left-hand batting Bolin for Northmore. Here's Cordonier firing.
Nice pitch.
Oh, very poor swing. Hit a low pitch below the knees, and the hitter comes up empty. Strike three. Inning over. We go to the fourth. Rushi 5, Northmore 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
And the Rushi Raiders come to the plate here in the fourth. Rushi hitting the ball all over the park through the first three. Two players for the Raiders, two hits each. Two for Braden Monin, two for Jude Counts. They are our Wisebridge plays of the first three innings of this game. Rushi making the plays at the plate, striking the ball very solidly. They are your Wisebridge plays. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Up, it's two balls, no strikes. 2-0, Cooper Unverfirth steps in to start the fourth for Rushi. Brubaker throws downstairs again. And I think it's 3-0. First pitch may have been called a strike. It's either 2-1 or 3-0. Unverfirth hits it well to pretty deep center field. Center fielder roaming to his left into right center, and it's caught by Caden Martinez, who does not bat in the Northmore lineup. He is DH'd for. Martinez catches the ball hit off the bat of Unverfirth. Fly ball to center. Here's Micah Greasup. Micah struck out his first time up. Umberforth, by the way, was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat in the second inning. 5-1 Rushi, top of the fourth. Brubaker throws, curveball, and it freezes Grisa for a strike. No balls, a strike on Micah. Brubaker again, low and away. One of each, a ball, a strike. The winner of this regional takes on the Southeast Region champ next Saturday night at 7 in a region, or I should say a state semifinal in Akron. There's a strike right down the middle. Grisham took it.
Brubaker settling in a little bit, getting his curveball across the plate now.
Brubaker wheels, deals, 3-2 pitch, low, and it's ball four. Grisham trots on down to first. Yeah, Greenwich South Central was playing Leesburg Fairfield in game one at Lancaster. Second game, Reedsville Eastern Berlin Highland. That's no doubt well underway.
Those games were actually flipped, Jack, looking at it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they were at 3-6 today.
Huh.
Reedsville Eastern and Berlin Highland, 3 o'clock start.
Low and away, a ball.
Highland, of course, who knocked Rushi off in last year's D4 state final.
Yep. Here's a throw to first base, and ducking back in is Felix Francis. And I missed, KC, how Francis got aboard as I was chatting with Bryant about the Southeast region.
You saw ball four. You called it.
I did call ball four.
It was a dirt curveball in the dirt on full
count.
And
then Braylon Cordonier just ripped a single, line drive, low humpback liner into center. Runners at first and second. Francis at second. Cordonier at first as the hit parade continues.
It's really hard to hold a starting pitcher accountable, because when you flip this lineup, I mean, Rushi, they get on base all the time at the top of the order. So it's really a tough ask to get a guys, you know, get guys out. They aren't making a pitching change,
yep,
though.
Sure are. It's either Hammond or Bentley. Hammond coming in from third, or Bentley from short. One of the two. Raiders lead 5-1. Top of the fourth. Rushi still batting on scorersbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
That new pitcher on the bump for the Galleon Northmore Golden Knights. And I'm not sure who it is. I missed the public address.
That is Bentley who came in, Jack.
Okay. Third baseman is throwing. He is one of the top three pitchers on this staff. And he wheels and deals to Brayden Monin outside for a ball. Two on, one out. Rushi, top of the fourth. 5-1 lead. There's a curve and a beauty. It's in there for a strike. 1-1 on Monin. He has singled twice. Braylon Cordonier, a strikeout, a triple, a single. Rushi with three hits in the first, five in the second, one more in the third, another hit here in the fourth. Here is Northmore's pitcher, Bentley, stretching. And throwing to Braden Monin. No, it's a pickoff. And being trapped out there is the Raider base runner. And he's going to be run down between the shortstop position and the second base bag. And he's tagged out. Nailed on the play is Felix Francis, second out for Rushi, as the Raiders gambled a little bit too much.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm not too sure, Jack, on the change. I think the shortstop, Bentley, and Brubaker just swapped places.
Yeah, Brubaker goes to short. Drew Hammond remains at third. He's also one of the starting pitching trio for this team. Oh, looky here. Swing and a shot to left field by Braden Monin. He's got three consecutive hits. He smashed that ball between third and short, a bullet. And Rushi continues to put runners aboard. A single. Runners at first and second, two out here in the fourth inning. And keep in mind, Rushi's had two runners picked off in this game, a runner ruled out because of interference, or the Raiders would have two or three more runs.
Do have a final on that Berlin Highland game. They beat Reidsville Eastern 13-2.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, the Lancaster region champ plays this regional champ next Saturday at 7 in Akron. Up and in, fastball by Bentley. New hitter for the Raiders.
If Rushi were to advance, that'll be a difference for Raider fans from recent years. Last 2 years, it's been Thursday-Saturday trips.
Hayden Quinter hits a shot into center field. Center fielder running in. Shoe top catch. Oh, what a play. Dynamite effort by Bryce Cooper. He picked it off his laces. Woo! Nicely done. Rushi retired here in the fourth inning. 5-1 Raiders. We go to the bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Eperucci held scoreless the last two innings. Third and fourth, having scored five in the first two. Raiders lead it 5-1 over Northmore, which bats in the bottom of the fourth. It's Bowdry, first hitter, left-handed, ground ball to second. Schulte in to his right, scoops it up, throws on to counts, and that registers out number one for Northmore here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Cordano will definitely take that. One pitch, one out.
Yep. Here is Garrett Harvey, catcher. He tapped out to the mound his first trip. Bottom of the fourth, Rushi in the lead, 5-1. Winding is Cordonier, pitch low and away. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on the hitter, Garrett Harvey. Good job of the Raiders, who did knock out Trevor Brubaker, who had a 1.17 ERA, a record of 8-1 on the year. And he was removed by Northmore's head coach, Buck Workman. Raiders so far in this game, as I mentioned, 3 hits in the first, 5 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 more in the fourth. And the hitter for Northmore, Garrett Harvey, draws a base on balls. It's upstairs.
I haven't seen Cordonier this season, but he seems to be a little frustrated, like he's a little off today.
Yep.
Doesn't usually have this many walks, that kind of thing.
He's not happy with his command. Just not as sharp throwing strikes as is usually the case. New hitter, Brubaker, strike down the middle at the knees. Runner at first, one out, Northmore. Bottom of the fourth, Rushi leads 5-1. Pitch to the plate, slow curve, nubbed, three hops to Quinter at third, charges, nice play on the run, fires a strike to Counts to get the out at first. Runner moves along to second. Again, Hayden Quinter, very active, very good, down at third base for Rushi in this game.
Yes, you're right. And Cordonier's got good enough stuff where he can still have not the best control, but still survive as he's doing now, getting outs.
Here is Nick Armrose, DH for Northmore. Big slow curve. Ooh, caught the hitter on the left elbow. That's one of those pitches where it wasn't very far inside, Casey.
Yeah.
I thought from my vantage point right behind home plate, it might have a chance to break and catch the inside corner. Batter didn't budge, and he gets a free ride to first.
It hit the elbow before it had a chance to break. Northmore is hanging around. They have not shown any indication that they're going to be able to, you know, score four more runs to tie the game at some point.
Yep.
But if they're going to do it, this might be it. You got two outs, but they have two on.
Just one hit for Northmore so far. That by Hammond in the first. And that was a dunker into short center field. Cordonier's walked four. They have four walks and two hit batsmen. That's what's plagued him. A lot of base runners by Northmore, forcing Braylon's pitch count up. And here's Bryce Cooper, two aboard, two out, Northmore. Bottom of the fourth, pitch to Cooper. High fastball, swing and a miss for a strike.
Brought the cheese on that one.
Nothing in one on Cooper. Two aboard for Northmore, which is down four. Strike two called as that was buried in the middle of the strike zone by Cordonier. He hummed that P right down the center. Nothing in two on Cooper. Let's see if he can put him away here. Big 6 foot 2 inch right hand batter. Cordonier works him wide, a waste pitch, 1-2. Outfield deep, playing the right-hand batter pretty much straight away. Here is Cordonier getting a sign from Unverfirth, about to make the 1-2 pitch to Bryce Cooper. Runners at first and second for Northmore. Bottom of the fourth inning, timeout call. Batter steps away from home plate. Cordonier stretching, looks back at second, fires. Ball is pool cued to first, foul to Jude Counts.
Cordonier's really trying to bear down. Two guys on, this is the nine-hole hitter in Cooper. They do not want to flip the lineup with these two outs.
Yeah, Cooper struck out in the second.
He looks to be a tad overmatched.
Conference on the mound, Unverfirth and Cordonier at the moment. As Bryant related several minutes ago, Berlin Highland defeated Reidsville Eastern 13-2 in game one at Lancaster as those pairings were switched. Second game became the first game became the second. There's a ground ball to short. Off the bat of the Northmore hitter, softly struck to Monin. Oh, a nice running play. He charged on the dead heat toward the infield diamond, spirited on the go, and ripped a throw to Counts to get the runner by a step. Good job, Arushi's infield in this game. Raiders made a number of fine plays and lead 5-1. We go to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others.
stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Rushi hits here in the fifth inning, and the first batter, Jude Counts, looks at a ball and then hits a foul out of play to the right of home plate. A ball, a strike on Jude. Counts standing straight up at the plate, looks at one wide, and it's 2-1 on him, two balls and a strike. Counts has cracked a couple base hits in this game so far. Pitch by Bentley down in the zone, and Counts goes down to try and dig it off the dirt. Can't, misses, strike three. One away for Rushi. Here is Zeb Schultze stepping in. Schultze has been out twice so far in this game. Check swing. Bentley's pitch is on the outside corner. Nothing in one on Schultze. Rushi leads 5-1. There's a ball hit off the handle. Second baseman has it. A little two-step to his left. Good fielding job by Cole Kuffman. And he shovels off to Bowdry at first for the out. So Bentley has come in. He's been responsible for the pitching change here for Northmore, and he's done a nice job. Gets a ground out to second there, 4-3. Ben Rinderly comes plateward for Rushi. A single, a strikeout, a swing and a miss here. Nothing in one on Rinderly. Bentley's curveball is a good one. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Top of the fifth, 5-1 Rushi.
He's going to see a third straight curveball right here.
Outside target for the catcher that just missed, and you stole the signal. It was a breaker.
Probably a fourth one here. Yep.
Slow curve, Rinderly whiffs. Ball gets away from the catcher. He goes to the backstop. He grabs it, throws to first for the out. Nice play. Well done by the catcher, Garrett Harvey. Quick inning for Rushi in the fifth. Bottom of five coming up. 5-1 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Broadagum. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Broadagum has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Broadagum can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Broadagum has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Broadagum also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Yep, here we go. Big inning for Northmore. Top of the order, KC, and if the Golden Knights are to get back into this game, they need to do some damage right now.
That is correct, Jack. They're hanging in there. They gave up the five early, and then they're hanging in there. They're giving themselves a chance.
Yep.
They just haven't shown any offense to where they think where you can see where they're going to score four more runs.
And just a single, just one base hit, and that was a bloop single by Drew Hammond. Third batter of this game for Northmore, only hit for the Golden Knights. Cordonier on the bump for Rushi, has had occasional command issues. He starts off the first batter, Grant Bentley, here in the fourth inning, or I should say the fifth inning for Northmore, with ball one, ball two. Cordonier again, strike on the outside corner, two balls and a strike, two and one.
Cordonier has walked four today, struck out three, as we've talked about.
There's a little blooper over Cordonier's head. One bounce to the second baseman, Schulze. Great run in to field the ball in the grass. Throws to first. Got him. Good sidearm dish to first base by Zeb Schulze. He is becoming an accomplished second baseman. Began the year at second and not a natural second baseman. Has really grown in that spot. And that was a ball that was blooped in the air over Cordonier's head, and that might have spelled trouble, Casey, for a lot of second basemen.
The Rushi infield has shown such fundamentals.
Yep.
Fundamentally sound, really helping Cordonier out.
They've made the routine plays, some tough ones. One down for Northmore, fouled out of play to the left.
But how many high school teams do you see that botch the routine plays and get their pitcher in trouble?
Well, how about game one?
Yeah.
A ball, a strike, one and one on Cole Cuffman for Northmore here in the bottom of the fifth. Rushi leads 5-1. Cuffman, left-hand batter. Cordonier whips it in there low. Missed the strike zone below the knees. One down for Northmore here in the bottom of the fifth. Rushi on top. Foul to the screen, 2-2 on the hitter Cuffman. Two balls, two strikes. Zeb Schulze deep at second for the left-hand batter. Medium depth at short for Monin. Outfield for Rushi most all game has played Northmore hitters straight away all evening. Swing at a low curveball and a miss. Strike three. Good pitch by Cordonier. He had some snap on that one. Cuffman went down to try to reach it. He lunged and missed it and is out on strikes. Cordonier's only struck out three in this game. Three Ks, that's it. Two out for Northmore here in the fifth, but the Golden Knights are unable to hit the ball very hard. Pitch to Hammond, curveball in the dirt, swing and a miss. As Cordonier had Hammond fishing. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Hammond. He's got the only single for Northmore. It came with one out in the first inning. That pitch is up. A ball, a strike, one and one. Cordonier wheels and deals. Curveball ripped on a line. Back up the middle through the box. Beyond second base into center field. A base hit by Hammond. As he pasted that one, a hit for him. He's got both hits for Northmore in this game. Here's Billy Bolin, the right fielder, a sophomore. He has struck out so far in this contest. Cordonier, quick throw to first. Runner is back. It was Bolin who was at the plate back in the first inning. Foul ball down the third baseline. I'm trying to recall just exactly what happened. I look at my notes. There was a safety squeeze attempt in that first inning by Northmore with Bolin at the plate. And Rushi got a Northmore man out.
The catcher didn't see the runner down the line.
Yep.
Was that Umber first?
Yeah, runners were at first and third for Northmore. Rushi threw the ball to first, went from catcher to first. Safety squeeze was on. Runner on third was sneaking in. Unreferth didn't see him. Throw went to first, and by the time the throw got back to the plate, Northmore had scored its only run. Bottom of the fifth, two out. Billy Boland, left-hand batter, hitting against Cordonnier, who works against him with a man on first. Strike three called, knee high, inside corner. Boland and fouled two away. And then Cordonnier greased the inside black right on the edge. And he got the benefit of the doubt from the home plate umpire. Strike three on Boland. And Northmore is out here in the fifth. We go to the sixth inning. It's still Rushi 5, Northmore 1. The winner takes on Troy Christian tomorrow at 5 in the regional championship here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
And as we return to action, Cooper Unreferth, first batter, Rushi, top of the sixth. Taps a trickler to the third baseman. It is Brubaker charging, gobbles it up on the dead run for Northmore, and pitches a strike across the diamond to Bowdery at first for the out to get the quick-moving Unreferth by a step. Unreferth retired, one up, one down for Rushi, which hasn't scored since the second inning. And here is Micah Grisup stepping in for Rushi with one gone here in the sixth. Rushi's bats were blazing in the first two frames as Rushi banged out 7 hits. Got another one in the third, 2 more in the fourth. Nothing since. We are in the sixth. Throwing pretty well in relief is Grant Bentley for Northmore. He throws a big hook, a bender, swing and a miss by Grisup, strike two. Nothing in two on Micah. Dealing is the pitcher, fouled high in the air, right side. First baseman coming over toward the dugout in foul ground. And sticking up the mitt is left-hander Jack Bowdery to make the catch, out number two.
That's a tougher play than it looked like. He's looking right in the sun on that. Oftentimes you see a guy just completely lose it, but he did a nice job. Like I said, Northmont's hanging around. Yeah. Northmore, excuse me, is hanging around.
And I tell you what, Coach Workman for Northmore is kicking himself and saying, why did I not start Bentley instead of Brubaker?
Man, you don't know until it happens, right?
That tough, tough call. Rushi roughed up Brubaker at the start. There's a low outside curve, ball one to Francis. He's got a single, a walk, was hit by a pitch. He's perfect, 1-for-1. Cordonnier, a triple, a single. Braden Monin, 2 hits. in this game so far for Rushi. A couple of hits for Hayden Quinter and two for Jude Counts. Two down, Raiders, top of the sixth. The pitch is a strike, swing and a miss by Francis. That one handcuffed him. Nothing and two on Felix. Bentley delivers an outside curve. It's a high chop, one bounce, third base. Brubaker comes in, gloves, fires to first, going to be close. It is an out at first base. Francis, by an eyelash, is nipped. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 5-1 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, unlike game one, this one moving along briskly. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi in the lead 5-1 over Northmore. Not many base runners since the second inning of this game. Rushi played it 2 in the first, 3 in the second. Could have scored more. Had an interference call. Deprived the Raiders of one run. Man was picked off during an early inning as well. Cordonier seemingly picking up steam. He's out ahead of Bowdry to start the sixth inning for Northmore. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Left-hand batter. Rushi continues to play both righties and lefties for Northmore pretty much straight away. Not favoring either line or either one of the gaps. Swing at a low curve. It's missed. Unver first smothers it. It's in the dirt. He throws a strike to first to get the out.
We were mentioning off the air how, like, you know, Northmore is not hitting a lot, but they also probably have not faced a better pitcher than Cordonier this season. I don't know. We haven't seen everybody they've seen, you know, played, but Division IV high school player going to a Division I college, you know, you're getting after it.
Yep. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. I think Marshall, is that the next stop for Cordonier? Is that correct, Brian?
Yes.
Yep. Strike two, swing and a miss, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes on Garrett Harvey. He's the catcher. Cordonier throws a pitch at the knees. Hitter looks at it, strike three. See you later.
Yeah, he's starting to get a groove now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's four strikeouts, last five hitters for Braylon. He is loosey-goosey at the moment. He's dealing. And here is Trevor Brubaker. Brubaker steps in 0 for 2. Swings, fouls, out of play to the right. Northmore plays in what is called the Knox Morrow Athletic Conference, the KMAC. Fredericktown, Mount Gilead, East Knox. Those are the lights of the schools in that conference. They're in primarily two or three counties.
A couple of those are more known for football than they are other sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Casey is a Marion Pleasant grad. Pleasant's in that league now. Is that right, Casey?
I don't know if they're in that league.
No.
They used to be, though. They used to be in Northmoor's league.
Here's the two-strike pitch to Brubaker. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Cordonier. He's now whiffed five of the last six. We go to the seventh. Rushi over Northmoor, 5-1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Here is junior Braylon Cordonier. Looks at a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Cordonier. Rushi out in front, 5-1. Top of the seventh, Grant Bentley, slow curve. Cordonier, late swing, very high fly ball, left field line. It is in foul territory down in the corner. Left fielder cannot make a play. It is in the bullpen, and it's 1-2. More than likely, Jude counts. Pitches for Rushi tomorrow. We would guess that Dyer would come back and start for Troy Christian. He finished that first game, did not make 30 pitches. Fouled out of play by Cordonier once again.
Dyer had a great outing against Fort Loramie in a district final last week. The Redskins didn't get a hit on him until the seventh inning.
Yep, there you go. So you just don't know. Pitching can be everything on some days. And Braylon Cordonier is stroking the ball beautifully. Here he swings and he rips a line drive single to center. That ball zipped right past the shoulder of the pitcher, Grant Bentley for Northmoor. And the ball skipped right on through the diamond. It was really tattooed by Cordonier. A hit for him. Boy, he is about as red hot at the plate as a D4 hitter can be. He is 3-4 here today. Batting average pushing 500 for Braylon. Here's Braden Monin. I think Braylon Cordonier just about sewed up our Clancy star of the game.
He's also got the longest hit of the game,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
He stroked that ball to right, almost got it out.
Be very interesting tomorrow. Excuse me. Dyer for Troy Christian more than likely counts on the bump for Rushi more than likely. I think in terms of pitching depth, Rushi would have the edge. Got more live arms with experience behind counts than Troy Christian might have behind Dyer, who Bryant noted pitched exceedingly well against Fort Loramie last week.
Now here's something Troy Christian doesn't have. There was a stretch in mid-April where counts, Maddox, Scubo, and Ben Rinderly all threw no-hitters for Rushi in consecutive games.
Woo, no kidding.
Yes.
Impressive.
Four guys in a row?
Three guys in a row.
Who are they?
Counts, Gubo, and Renderly.
Not against the stiffest opposition.
Not even Cordonier. Not even Cordonier, right?
Correct. And he was not in that stretch, no.
Okay.
Braden Monin hits. The pitch by Bentley. Swing, foul ball at the plate.
But see, that's also an attest to the infield, the defense. You know, and no hitters, you got to have some nice plays behind
you.
Yep.
Two hits here today for Northmoor, both by Bentley, the current pitcher, on the bump.
Now, we're assuming that's if Rushi can close it out.
Here's a ground ball by Monin, and it is in the left field, a base hit in that 5-6 hole, left side of the diamond. Third baseman Brubaker made a lurch for the ball, went to the dirt. Outstretched glove, could not reel it in. Two on for Rushi. First two batters reached to start the seventh. Cordonier and Monin. I aired a moment ago. I said Bentley had the two hits so far for Northmore. In fact, Drew Hammond has gotten the two base knocks. Here's a bunt attempt foul at the first baseline. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Hayden Quinter, who's 2 of 3. Two hits, a strikeout for Quinter.
Going back to that, back-to-back-to-back no-hitters. I always like to give a lot of credit to the catcher in no-hitters like that. Could you imagine if his under first for all three of those games?
There's a high foul coming back out of play.
He'd get his catch three straight no-hitters in a row.
Well, you would think by the time he was into game two, he would have been in his rocking chair back there behind home plate. Quinter just fouled it off. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Top of the seventh inning. 5-1 Raiders. Nobody out. Pitch to Quinter. And that one spoiled, foul to the right. Out of play. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two.
And besides the four guys we've mentioned, who else, Jack, has taken the mound this year? Umber Firth has pitched a little. Quinter's pitched a little. Zeb Schulze, I think, has pitched a little. Braden Monin, he's pitched. So they've got a lot of arms on this Rushi team.
Probably. Yeah. You're hoping not. You don't need any of those tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah, Monin does not throw hard, but he's got plenty of stuff. Here's Quinter lofting one to deep center field. It's way up in the atmosphere. Center fielder retreats and makes the catch. And the runner on first for Rushi makes a late tag and is caught momentarily in a rundown. Does get back to first. The throw went all the way to third as the Raider runner at second did tag up and sprint to third base safely. And Rushi now with runners at first and third with one out here in the seventh. Sack fly by Quinter. He ends the day at 2 for 3 officially. And here's Jude Counts, his 2 for 3, stepping in right now.
This is what, the second time around facing Bentley? Oftentimes you're trying to get used to the pitcher the first time you face him.
Bentley works from that first base side of the rubber. Swing and a miss by Counts. Good curveball from Bentley. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Here is the pitcher, Bentley, looking at first, throws, ball dribbled, left side of the diamond, shortstop ranges toward the hole, makes the play. His long throw is not going to be in time. It's high, gets away from the first baseman. Runners at first and third for Rushi and a run in. I think that's got to go as an infield single, although the Rushi runner got to third from first as a result of the throw getting away.
It'll look like the runner was going to beat the throw anyway, but the first baseman somehow just missed it. It was right to him, and he just dropped it. Maybe lost it in the sun a little bit. I don't know, got a little too excited. Is Rushi doing what Rushi does?
Yep, an error somewhere, either on the throw or at first. The pitch is inside to Zeb Schulze. Rushi scored again to go up 6-1 here in the top of the seventh inning against Northmore. Runners at first and third, fouled over the screen.
One thing the Rushi hitters try to do, I know a lot of hitters do, but they seem to do a good job of putting the ball in play with guys on base. Make the other team beat you. Make the other team make the mistake.
I tell you what, that's how you manufacture runs. You can produce runs. You can get RBIs by making outs. Here's a delayed steal, and the throw goes back to the mound, and then a quick throw to third. It was an out at third base, but the third baseman couldn't hang on to the ball. No, it is ruled an out.
Yes. I thought he dove back in time. He hit the ground before the tag came, so he must not have got to the bag.
Nope, he didn't get to the bag. That appeared to be a pretty good call by the third base umpire. And sloppy base running by Rushi as Northmore didn't fall for it. Runner on first wanted to get hung up, but Northmore didn't start to throw the ball all around the diamond and got the Rushi runner at third. in no man's land. He was down the line toward home, too far. Two away for Rushi in the inning, a run in as Zeb Schulze continues the at-bat. Three hits in this game for Jude Counts. Three for Braylon Cordonier. Pitch to the plate, foul to the left. Two strikes on Schulze. Raiders have had some curious outs on the bases in this game. Something that in a close game can come back to haunt real quick.
Yeah, it's they're fortunate they've got a little bit of a cushion.
There's a reach by the hitter, Schulze. Bouncing ball up the middle. Shortstop charges for Northmore. He's got it. Gloves, throws, out at first base. Inning over for the Raiders here in the seventh. But Rushi tacks on one more and leads 6-1. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Rushi in the lead. And awaiting the Raiders tomorrow at 5 is Troy Christian in the regional championship here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, Braylon Cordonier has been exceptionally good the last few innings of this game. In fact, since the last out of the third, he's recorded a number of strikeouts. Here's a tapper up the first baseline, foul, as it rolled into the running lane before Cordonier could scoop it up and make the play to first.
They're going to question that play, Jack. Cordonier ran over to the line. It appeared that he touched the ball on the white line, and that's what the first base coach is arguing, and it went foul, and they called it foul.
I guess the key is, where was the position of the ball when Cordonier touched it?
I know. It appeared to be on the line because he tried to make a play because he was going to take the easy out, and it hit off the tip of his glove. So it's really close.
The hitter is Nick Armrose, DH. Right call was made on the field. Foul ball. Umpires confer.
That's the safest call, isn't it? Just let him have another bat.
Armrose after the foul ball. Fouls it again. Right field line, out of play. Nothing and two on him. Cordonier with two strikeouts in the previous inning. Two in the fifth. Last batter in the fourth struck out. He's rolling right along.
Yeah.
Armrose fouls another one out of play to the right. 6-1 lead. Rushi, bottom of the seventh. Northmore batting. Troy Christian defeated Bradford 13-8 in game one. Armrose fouls once more. Cordonier, what, pitch 103, Bryant? Wild guess. Let's see how close
okay.
I am.
Okay. 105.
Wow. That's great. Jack's seen a few games or two.
There's a high curveball to Armrose.
You've been around baseball for a couple of times.
Yeah, ball two strikes, 1-2. Armrose, eighth man in the order. Cordon, your way outside on a pitch. It's 2-2. On deck, Bryce Cooper. Only two hits in this game for Northmore. Both by the third man in the lineup, Drew Hammond. One a bloop single. The other one was hit hard into center. Way upstairs, yeah. As Cordonier's overthrown the last couple offerings, and the count is full. 3-2, Cordonier against Armrose of Northmore. Foul to the screen, it's still full up at 3-2.
Jack, there's a couple factors here. He's got a nice lead. Armrose is a number 8 hole hitter, and he's been tardy on most of the fastballs, so he's trying to not be too careful, but he's trying to blow up past him.
That one's in the dirt. Cordonier came down overhand and missed low, and he walks the batter Armrose. He's on at first. Runner at first for Northmore. No one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rushi in the lead, 6-1.
Number 5 pinch running.
Tell you what, stranger things can happen. You never know. Bryant and I were reminiscing a moment ago about that district final last year, Rushi and Newton, and that was, I think that was a 4-0 Rushi lead going to the 6th or 7th, and Newton scored 4, went ahead 5-4, was on the verge of winning it. Now, Rushi got 2 men on with 2 out in the 7th and got a 2-out game-winning double by Monin to pull that thing out of the fire.
I remember you talking about that. 6-5, wasn't it?
Yes.
So you can't take anything for granted. Northmore's won 23 games. They've obviously hit the ball well enough. Swing and a miss by the hitter Cooper. Runner at first for Northmore. No one out, bottom of the 7th. Cooper 0-2, a strikeout, a ground ball to short. Cordonier again, good fastball up top. That was the strike 2 pitch. He missed it for strike 3.
Northmore's got to go here, top of the order. They haven't had a whole lot of luck.
Exactly. The Golden Knights need to string some hits in a row. Right now, Grant Bentley steps in. A fly out to center, ground ball to third, ground ball to second. He fouls off to the right.
Cordonier is just reaching back and just firing the ball, trying to get it past him.
Rushi has not made an error defensively. Raiders have made a few mistakes running the bases, that's for sure. Probably the Raiders' weakness in this game. There's a ball nub foul off the batter at the plate. Two strikes on the hitter, Bentley. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rushi in the lead, 6-1. Runner at first for Northmore. One away, 5-run lead Raiders. Fouled away again. Still two strikes on Bentley. Lancaster regional winner, first game. Berlin Highland 11, or 13, I should say. Reedsville Eastern 2. Second game is Leesburg Fairfield against Greenwich South Central. Greenwich, a team that Northmore beat twice easily in the season. Another foul ball out of play to the right. Two strikes and Grant Bentley for Northmore. Conference on the mound. Rushi in the lead, 6-1, bottom of the 7th. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. We repaired broken pallets for one large customer way back when, 4 decades later. 200 additional businesses aboard at A&M Pallet. We specialize in recycling them. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces costs. If you've got any scrap pallets or need to buy some, or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093, 295-3093. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level jobs available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Continuing to foul off pitches is Bentley, who finally hits a ground ball to short, and it's muffed on the play by the charging Monin. We spoke too soon about the immaculate defense of Rushi here today.
That was a tough one, too. It was a little short hopper. It's a do-or-die play.
Well, runners at first and second for Northmore. It goes down as an E6. Error Monin. Two on, Golden Knights. One out, bottom of the seventh. Rushi in the lead by a score of 6-1. And that's it. The pitching day is done for Cordonnier of the Rushi Raiders. We'll return in a couple minutes to close out this game with Rushi up 6-1 in the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here is Braden Monin on the mound for the Rushi Raiders in relief of Braylon Cordonnier. Monin doesn't throw better than 80, but boy, he mixes his pitches. A lot of good off-speed, plenty of movement. He's a ball and strike, 1-1 on the left-hand batting Cuffman. He's got power. Cuffman looks at ball two. Inside, 2-1. Situation is this. Rushi leads 6-1. Two on, one out, Northmore. We are in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 delivery to Cuffman. It is upstairs, ball three. Another base on balls is looming. Raiders have got to make Northmore hit the ball. Golden Knights have just two hits in this game, both by the on-deck hitter. Pitch to Cuffman. Very wide. And Monin missed the strike zone for ball four.
That appeared to be the same spot he got the first call on, the first strike call.
Well, here is Drew Hammond. He's gone single, force out, single, 2-for-3. Pitch by Monin to Hammond. It is on the outside corner. It is a strike. Nothing in one. Bases jammed. They're clogged. with Golden Knights. We're in the bottom of the seventh. The lead for Rushi, 6-1. Raiders with two in the first, three in the second. Braylon Cordonier went six in the third. There's a pitch inside and low. 1-1, a ball, a strike on the hitter Hammond for Northmore. Outfield very deep. Monin swings into action. Pitch is down. It's low. 2-1. Two balls, a strike.
Northmore has what they want. Bases loaded and a 3-4 coming up with one out.
Yep, I tell you what. A walk, a base hit or two, and this game gets mighty, mighty nervous for Rushi. Swing and a miss. Off speed, change up.
Pulled his head on that one. He was going for the fence on that one.
Yep, Hammond cut and missed. Counts two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Hammond. Monin fires. Another off-speed pitch. Handle hit to the screen. Count remains. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Bases loaded. Northmore. One out. Bottom of the seventh. Rushi 6. Northmore 1. Monin trying to finish it. He's in the stretch. He throws. Ball lifted in the air to right center field. Felix Francis off and running. So is the right fielder Grishuk. And he makes the catch in right center. Everybody has to scurry back to their bases for Northmore.
Mistake on the runner at third, wasn't it, Jack?
Yep.
It was well deep enough. He should have tagged and scored on that. He got halfway off, thought it was going to drop.
Wow. Two away for Northmore here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ball was hit pretty well off the bat of Hammond. It was placed right in the gap. Grishuk ran it down for Rushi as he dashed in front of Francis. And here is left-hand batting Billy Boland. Line drive, single into center. That'll score one. Bases remain loaded, and it's 6-2. Billy Boland scorched a base hit back through the box. 6-2, Rushi.
Tying run at the plate.
Yep, exactly. Tying run at the plate for Northmore. Here is the first baseman, Jack Bowdry, stepping in. He hits from the left side. Monin throws. Ball hit hard to second. Fielder by Schulze. Lateral to Cordonier. Out on the force. And it's in the books. Rushi wins it 6-2. 6-2 Raiders over Northmore. Advancing Rushi to the regional championship at 5 tomorrow against Troy Christian. Hey, this spring, would you like to drive a car that looks darn near brand new again? Well, I bet you do. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport can revitalize your vehicle the way you want it. We will make a positive difference at Hyatt's in how your car rides, looks, and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. And the tinning and ceramic coating services are magnificent. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268, 295-5268. We will put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car, the best and most popular vehicle detailing service around for 50 miles and more is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport on Route 66 just north of Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru. Rushi victorious, 6-2. We've got more to wrap it up when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Princeton. Beautiful day for a doubleheader. As Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two, not one. And we did play two. Troy Christian victorious over Bradford in game one, 13-8. And Rushi defeats Galleon Northmore 6-2 in the nightcap in the game between Northmore, number four in the state, and Rushi, number three. Rushi, six runs, a double-digit hit total. I've got the Raiders for 13 hits in this game. One by Felix Francis, three by Cordonier, three by Monin, a couple of hits for Aiden Quinter, three for Jude Counts, a hit for Ben Renderly in this game as well. 13 unofficially, three hits for Northmore, two by Hammond, one by Boland. Northmore scores in the first and one in the seventh. Rushi got two in the first, three in the second, and one in the seventh. A gutty, gritty, determined performance by Braylon Cordonier on the mound. Not sure what his pitch count was in the end, but he stuck it out. He went six and a third and gained steam as the contest went on, as he got a grand total in this game of four, five, looked like, at least six strikeouts, six or seven?
He finished with nine strikeouts, walked five batters, and six in the third innings, gave up one earned run on two hits on 120 pitches.
120, okay. Yeah, he had a nice string going there in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth when he recorded the majority of his strikeouts. And it seemed like he gained a little better command and speed as this game went on. Only downfall for Rushi was base running. An interference costed the Raiders an out on the bases and a run. And let's see, at least a couple players were picked off in the second and then again in the fourth. As opposed to game one, this one was played much better defensively than our first game here today. Rushi did commit that fielding miscue there in the seventh. Northmore was pretty much error-free for the most part. One miscue I see for the Northmore Golden Knights, who got great pitching in relief, KC, from Grant Bentley. Coach Workman of the Golden Knights probably wishes, darn it, I wish I would have given Bentley a good look down in the bullpen a half an hour before the game. He started Brubaker, who'd been really sharp in the last two, 3 weeks. He wasn't today, though, as Rushi knocked him around real hard. The starting pitcher for Northmore gave up seven hits in the first two innings.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, you go with your guy. And both teams got here because they have great pitching.
Yep.
And you can tell Northmore has won a lot of games with those two pitchers on the mound. And so it just didn't work out. And you're facing Rushi, who's a buzzsaw every year, and one of the favorites probably to win it all this year.
Rushi, 26-4. Northmore, 23-7 to close out the campaign. Again, Rushi comes back tomorrow. Regional championship at 5 against Troy Christian. Airtime at 4:20 here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow. Let's take a straw vote for the Rushi star of this game. I think you've got
to go Cordonier.
Yep, Braylon Cordonier. Three hits. That was a quick straw vote, Bryant.
Well,
Bryant's got Tony Straw.
That pitching performance was great today, but then at the plate, 3-for-4 as well with the triple.
I'll give it to Braylon. Braylon Cordonier, our star of the game. Jude Counts matched him with 3 hits, as did Braden Monin. 9 hits among those 3 players. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier, our star of this game for the Raiders. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
What's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
More than likely, Jude Counts on the bump tomorrow for the Rushi Raiders. Big right-hander, throws hard, 80-plus, good sharp breaking curve. The issue, Casey, at times is control for Jude. Does he get that first pitch strike? Does he get ahead? Command, a little bit of an issue early on today for Braylon Cordonier. He got sharper as the game went on. Sometimes when you are adjusting to a new mound, ballpark, which is brand new to you, in which you've never played, some jitters, regional tournament, it may take a while to settle in on the hill.
Sure, definitely. And, you know, not that they're facing a team that's a slouch. Troy Christian put up an offensive onslaught today.
Yes.
And so they have not really had not played that well all season. What, 11-15 now we're talking about. But they've come on strong at the end, and they put on quite a show against Bradford, because Bradford had some good pitching too.
Yep. 13-8, Troy Christian beat Bradford in game one. Rushi Raiders in 3 or 4 innings today hit the cover off the ball. That is just all there is to it. Rushi smacked Brubaker, the ace of this Northmore staff, around in the first 2 frames, built a big lead, 5-1, after Northmore did score a run in the bottom of the first to cut the 2-0 lead to 2-1. Then Rushi put a quick 3 on the board in the second. Pitching was good, hitting even better. Fielding was fine, an error there in the 7th committed by Rushi. Base running, it leaves a little bit to be desired in a tight game. Giving away outs on the bases can come back to haunt.
Sure can, but you know, one thing you can tell that the Raiders are, you know, you can tell that they're used to the postseason. They've got an experienced bunch.
Yep, good point.
And because they don't seem to get too upset, too worried. Yep. Now, one thing I noticed is when you're a starting pitcher and you're in a big game, you tend to be tight on your first pitch. If you remember, Brubaker hit the batter on the first pitch of the game. He was trying too hard. He was just too intense. And, you know, like, you just got to be able to – for Rushi, it's nothing. It's just another regional game for them. I know it's a lot to a lot of people, but if you've never been there, sometimes you get a little tighter.
keep in mind, 51 wins, Rushi, last 2 years. Victory today, number 26 of the campaign. The seniors on this club, 96 wins in 4 years. That's amazing. That speaks to the experience that you noted a moment ago.
It does. And, you know, it's a great honor for both teams to be here. Both teams deserve to be here. They both put on a good show. You know, it was really just too much Cordonier. Even though he didn't have the sharpest game, he's just such a solid pitcher. You don't get good wood on him, basically, and you can barely get a hold of him. And he did a nice job, and it was impressive to see that you can win without having your best stuff necessarily, and move on to see another day.
6-2, Rushi victorious. Raiders now 26-4 on the year. Troy Christian, the opponent tomorrow. Eagles 11-15. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:20. Want to highlight a couple more sponsors before we close out here today on Scores Broadcast. Borchers Family Floor, located in Fort Loramie. From professional design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie is superior every step of the way. You see, Borchers provides expert design assistance to help you determine your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets? Well, Borchers is far more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor has maintained its growth before 17 and since. The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. And we welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit, 937-295-3233, 295-3233, Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Very well respected in the flooring business. Borchers Family Floor Center, high quality you can stand on. Bryant Billing, just up from the field, having spoken with perhaps a Rushi coach and or player, what kind of feedback did you get? Obviously, Rushi pretty elated with his victory here today over the number three team in the state, Galleon Northmore.
I think the best soundbite would be from Coach Kevin Filippo. He said it helps when you have the best player on the field, and gave a lot of credit to Braylon Cordonier today. Said it wasn't his best stuff by any stretch of the imagination, but when you only give up two hits, that really says it all.
And the offense came out swinging and hitting.
And he talked about how big that is for them to get the lead early. That allows them to do the things they like in terms of being aggressive on the base path. Said that cost them a couple of times today, but it makes things a lot easier when you're able to capitalize early.
Advantage Rushi tomorrow, given that the Raiders will have a live, fresh arm in counts. And we think Troy Christian will probably start Carson Dyer, who had to finish the game today against Bradford with less than 30 pitches at the end of the contest, won by Troy Christian 13-8.
Yeah, the Raiders definitely optimistic, but it's cautious optimism for sure. Coach Filippo talked about how Dyer had a great outing against Fort Loramie last week and said Rushi will have to play a cleaner game tomorrow than they did today.
6-2, Raiders win it. Berlin Highland victorious over Reidsville Eastern at Lancaster in a 3 p.m. region semifinal in the Southeast. A 13-2 win by Highland over Reidsville Eastern. Highland advances to a regional championship tomorrow. Rushi advances to a regional championship tomorrow. In the back of your mind, a state semifinal 1 week from Saturday, 7 p.m. at Akron. Southwest region champ against the Southeast region champ. Who knows? It could be a rematch of last year's state championship in D4, but both clubs have got to win one more game, regional championships in their respective regions.
There's an 11-15 team in the way of Rushi.
Oh, yeah. And you don't dare take him lightly. You drop your guard, and that's when you get beat.
Yes, and you know, this is an experienced group for Rushi. They've seen just about everything in their state tournament runs the last 2 years. We talked about that Newton game in a district semi last year, so I'm sure all of the Raiders are aware of that.
Yeah, I remember those 16, 17 years ago, the Northwest region had a representative in D4 go all the way to the state final and finished the year still 500. Went all the way to the state championship, got beat. They won a string of games by one run, got hot, got lucky at the right time. Maybe a weak district, weak region. This is not that with Rushi in the way of Troy Christian, but you just never know. Baseball's a strange game, but as Casey mentioned a few minutes ago, Rushi's got so much experience, so much.
And they have set all sorts of records, this group of seniors, too. It's a very experienced group, and they're looking to go out on a high note.
They might, just might be able to reach 100 wins in 4 years in baseball if they run the table.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
Thanks, guys, so much.
Yeah, really enjoyed it today, Jack. Fun.
Yeah, I want to thank you both for having me, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing these games with you, Jack.
It is a real delight to have alongside Casey at the bat.
He struck out.
Oh, my. For online listeners, for Bryant Billing, for Casey Madison, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Princeton. Again, the final scores today, regional semis, D4 baseball, Troy Christian 13, Bradford 8, and Rushi defeats number 3 Galleon Northmore 6-2. Troy Christian, Rushi tomorrow. Online airtime is at 4:20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.